Welcome back. You're listening to Public Address Radio on Radio Live.
There's an online world where I am king of a little website dedicated to me, with pictures of me and a list of my friends and an unofficial record of the groups that I'm in.
At some point over the last couple of years, you may have had an email in your inbox requesting your friendship in an online social networking site. There are hundreds of sites of this kind, but the most popular social networking sites are Bebo, Facebook, and the most successful of all, MySpace, which is ranked the sixth most popular English-speaking website in the world. The idea behind social networking sites is simple. You create a page for yourself describing your interests, maybe your job, and your background, and then, if you want, you can add photos and videos and blog about anything you want. Each site also has other options such as polls, quizzes, and applications. We spoke to three users of social networking sites to gain a little insight into why they use them. First, Carly Spain, a 20-year-old female who's an avid user of MySpace.
I use photos and I blog a little bit, but not huge amounts, and just leave comments on people's pages and things.
My name is Gemma and I'm 23 years old.
I'm Catherine Northover and I'm 24 years old.
I mainly use it to basically see what everyone's up to, checking out their photos, what they've been up to, where they've travelled, just all their general comments and messages they send you of what they're up to.
I use it mainly for talking a little bit to existing friends, but also to get in touch again with a lot of friends that I've got sort of from primary school or from high school that I've completely lost touch with, and that all of a sudden they'll contact you, and you know, then it's really easy to just send them a quick message saying what are you doing now, blah blah blah, instead of, you know, finding their email address, sending them an email. It's a lot more informal.
Even though you may not necessarily be in close contact with them, you know whereabouts they are and what they're enjoying at the moment.
You kind of try and portray yourself as like the best version of yourself on those kinds of things. You're not going to say, you know, set your status as Catherine is below average, but at the same time I haven't made a real effort to make it a representation of me.
It's not like I've left any part of my life out of it, especially just because I'm ashamed of it or whatever. It's me.
I would probably say it's a sanitized version. I mean, you're not putting your life story on there. You're just putting a few general bits of information. Nothing too personal, nothing too shocking. It's not your life story. It's just a general overview.
Before the internet, friendship was so tough. You actually had to be in people's presence and stuff.
All social networking sites have one thing in common, and that's friends. The whole premise is communicating with friends, which could involve sharing something as mundane as what you had for lunch. And with hundreds of thousands of people joining social networking sites every day, questions such as, how many friends do you have, are now part of people's everyday lives.
At the moment, I have 27 friends. Depending on how you look at it, that might not be that many, but they are all proper friends of mine, whether from a long time ago or recently. I don't have anyone on there that's friends of friends of friends or strangers or people that I don't know, which is, I think, a good thing.
I've obviously got all my school friends and people from other websites that I've been on that I sort of got to know.
At the moment on Facebook, I think I have 101 friends. I just passed the 100 mark yesterday and I was very excited about that. I know each of them to varying degrees. Like, some of them are friends of friends or, you know, good friends of mine. But either way, I have personally met every single one of them.
I don't really care that I have lots of friends or don't have lots of friends. Just I add people that I want to have updates on and see how they're going and things. So
I think I've only had one person request me as a friend who I didn't know. I probably did know them somehow, vaguely, but not well enough to join them up to my Bebo page.
I've had a couple of people that have requested me to be their friend, and I've kind of had to sit there for a couple of days going, who is this person? But, you know, it always turns out that you know them. You might not have known their last name, and so you're a bit confused. But, you know, you make friends with people that you might think, oh, I'm not sure about, but mostly people don't actually do anything with it. You'll be their friend and then they won't contact you at all. So,
like many other internet-based communication media, social networking sites aren't without their problems, as news reports will tell you.
Concerns about teen safety have already made MySpace.com the target of a multi-million dollar lawsuit.
They thought they had 7,000 predators, perhaps, on their website. It turned out they had 29,000, and that might just be the tip of the iceberg.
Today's generation of teenagers are facing just a completely new era of terror, and that's through cyberbullying.
Pimps who reportedly set up profiles on MySpace.com to try to befriend girls and lure them into prostitution.
They target girls with low self-esteem, and MySpace is the perfect place to do it, where kids blog their personal feelings.
So how do users feel about the safety of social networking sites?
How do you know this person? Do you need to request confirmation? Or did you just think they looked cute in their picture on Facebook?
I think it's mostly good. I think a lot of the older people are sort of getting a bit worried about it with the stranger danger sort of thing.
I think I always thought with things like MySpace, I always thought that they were just kind of silly and people using them to, you know, meet new people. And, you know, I almost thought that they were a little bit sleazy sometimes. You know, kind of you get the impression that sometimes it's just kind of creepy people that sit in front of their computer all day just, you know, trying to kind of pretend they're somebody that they're not.
I think some people might look at it with bad intentions, just, you know, those few creepy people out there that sort of want to, you know, stalk people or whatever. Like, I've had a 40-year-old random person from America add my daughter, who's 9 months old, so it can be dangerous. Just, I think you've got to be a bit more aware about leaving information on the page and stuff like that.
I don't know. I guess because I've been using Bebo and I've got a positive view on it, I don't really notice anything bad about it.
I guess that my perception's changed a little bit since I've actually joined one of them, and you realise that it is, you can just use it for what you want to use it for. You can just stay in touch with your own friends.
If the internet crashed all across the land, or my Facebook account was deleted by the man.
Social networking sites are big business, multi-million dollar companies. MySpace was sold in 2005 to Rupert Murdoch's News Corporation for more than $580 million, and social networking sites earn millions of dollars in advertising each year. Because of this corporate value, there are questions about the companies behind such sites and the way they use the information they hold. For example, the initial appeal of such sites were that they weren't created by big companies. They are more backshed developments made by the people for the people. For instance, Facebook was developed by Harvard University student Mark Zuckerberg in 2004 to connect students within universities. However, conspiracy theorists have had other ideas about its origin.
I think these sites, you know, you've got the bad comments out there. You just have to Google, you know, Facebook, and you find out all this information about, you know, the setup and how the CIA were involved to extract information from people, maybe perhaps keep an eye on certain individuals, especially because they request political affiliations and political viewpoints. So it could be a bit dicey putting extreme information like that on the site.
I know that a lot of people don't use them because of the idea of putting their information out into public. There's been a lot of people sort of going, oh, well, I've heard lots of rumours about, you know, they sell your information off and all of that stuff. And I guess that is a real worry for a lot of people.
I've heard a few bad stories about social networking sites. The recent debacle with the whole, you know, beauty queen scene. I think it was Miss New Jersey.
More turbulence in the beauty contest world. 22-year-old Amy Palumbo, Miss New Jersey, says she's being blackmailed. Apparently, two packages with photographs and letters were sent to Miss America officials saying that if Miss Palumbo did not give up her crown, the photographs would be made public. What are they?
They're normal college pictures, my friends and I having fun.
You posted the pictures yourself on Facebook?
No, not all of them.
Some of them.
What happened is, they have this feature on Facebook called tagging, and if a friend captured a picture of you, they can type in your name and then it will come up in your
group of photographs. Okay, but who put the pictures on the internet?
I put some of them there a while ago. This is years back. Right. They were intended to be shared between my friends and I.
Somebody else put some others on?
Yes.
All right, so they were all on the internet, somebody got them, and yes. Now they're blackmailing you.
Yes.
So how much information do users share, and do they keep it private?
Who would have thought that with a point and a click, I would know that Hope Floats is your favorite flick?
Generally on Facebook, I'm only really covering surface information.
In terms of personal information on my page, there really isn't. I mean, apart from basic contact details, my email address, my date of birth, phone numbers, etc.
I'm not going to put on you know, really personal information. Like, I'm not going to start discussing with somebody how my relationship with my boyfriend's going or how everything at work's going, because I know everybody can see it. I mean, I've got a friend who's just recently broken up with his girlfriend and, without even thinking about it, changed his status to single within a couple of days. Didn't realise that it was a public knowledge sort of thing, and immediately got a phone call from her brother and an email from one of her friends going, oh, you're such a bastard, how could you do that, blah blah blah. And it's like, you know, it's completely innocent information, but you know, obviously everybody can see it and they take it in their own ways.
You can set basically whether it's a public view of your page or whether only friends can view it. So basically the only people seeing it are the friends that I have joined up to my page, so I'm fine with that.
No, I don't set it to private, just in case there's somebody that thinks they know me but can't really figure it out, so that way they can get to know me.
I do not set my profile to private. I mean, I know there are a lot of people talking about information sharing and things on sites like Facebook and all of that, but I sort of figure that the sort of information I'm putting on is information you could probably get from somewhere else anyway. And
I share my basic information, like whether I smoke and drink and my hometown and my age, but I wouldn't share my phone number or address or anything.
I'm not too bothered about all of that. I mean, obviously, if it got to a point where people were posting more personal information on my site, then I would probably look at it.
Social networking sites have now become so embedded.